And I keep on falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. And he keeps blessing me over and over and over again. Yes, he keeps blessing me over and over and over. Lord, he gets sweeter as the days. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. Keep on falling him over, over and over and over. And he keeps cleansing me over and over and over. God just keeps on cleansing me over and over. Yes, he gets sweeter as the days. Oh, Lord. I keep falling with him over, over and over and over again. And he gets sweeter the days. Oh, 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 what a love between. I keep falling with him over and oh and over and over again.
Amen. We want to thank Colonel Sanders and all of our sisters and others who prepared food for our fellowship meal this afternoon. How many of you enjoyed yourselves? Amen. We are grateful. We've had a good day, and we appreciate you returning or remaining for the afternoon service. We are always grateful when God allows us to be a part of his special worship services. Brother Darwin Mason did a fine job this morning talking to us from Proverbs, sharing some very practical, usable information from this wonderful book, principally penned by Solomon. As he told us this morning, he's going to continue that study and conclude the study on this afternoon. So we are looking forward to hearing what additional things he has to say from the book of Proverbs. As we mentioned this morning, he is a faithful Christian, a capable and competent teacher. He is a professional educator, being the principal of Henry Maxwell Elementary School. He is a faithful father, a loving husband. He is a man who loves God. I'd like to be able to say, and I believe I can, as it was said about David, he's a man after God's own heart. A man after God's own heart. He's a member of the Schrader Lane congregation, assistant minister of music at Schrader, and he's also a ministry leader in the college program at the Schrader Lane congregation. We are glad to have him as our guest speaker today. And the next voice you hear will be that of Brother Darwin Mason. You're going to, okay, he said he's through. So Brother Darwin, come right on.
How y'all doing? Good. I'm not going to even start up here today. I'm just going to come on down. How about that? or staying to hear another word of God. And again, I want to thank the leadership for allowing me to be here to share the word of God. It's good to see. Last time I came, Brother Jones was under the weather. So it's good to see Brother Jones back healthy and doing what he does so well. And it's always an awesome task and a wonderful privilege to be able to share the word of God. Now, the brethren have already told me that y'all had me on a time limit and that the chicken was sitting in pretty good. So I won't belabor the point at all. I'm going to get right to the text. And if y'all give me 12 minutes, I'll let you go. How about that? All I ask 12. My wife takes time really good, and she's going to let me know. She already shook her head like, okay, all right. 12 minutes is all I need, and I'll tell you when to start my time. So, see? I'll tell you when to start my time. But no, we're going to get right into the text. I plan to get in and get out, and hopefully what you'll be able to do is take what we've learned today and be able to use it today and into next week and on to your life. I think the Word of God is designed not for us to just to study it, but to be able to use it in our daily lives. So hopefully the messages that we've shared today will allow you to be able to take it and use it right away. Because, you know, we serve a right now God, so I believe that His Word has to be relevant right now. So I hope that that will happen for you. So we talked this morning about the characteristics of sin, and we gave you about 4 points of what sin looks like. Sin is it entices, sin isolates, sin lurks in darkness, and then finally sin kills the sinner. And as we ended up our study this morning on verse 19, and we're going to pick up our study this afternoon with verse 20. And all we want to do in this short 11 minutes that I have is to be able to compare sin to wisdom. Now, and the first comparison starts really early in the discourse about wisdom. It says in verse 20, "Wisdom calls outside. She raises her voice in the open squares. She cries out in the chief concourse. At the openings of the gate in the city, she speaks her words." The very first thing that you want to look at when you think about wisdom in comparison to sin is that wisdom calls outside. Wisdom is willing to speak out in the open. We talked about sin, and we realized that sin lurks in the darkness. But wisdom is something that calls out in the open. So what does that mean? That means when we are able to please God, or when we are acting wisely, there is no shame in our behavior. It's important that we live our life as shame-free as possible. And see, what shame comes about when we are regretting our actions. But when we are wise, we are able to stand out boldly in the middle of the square and cry out. So wisdom is not does not hide, but wisdom, point number one, is outside in the open. And as we said this morning, if it happens in the dark, and it always happens in the dark, more than likely it's sin. All right? It also says that she raises her voice in the open square. She cries out in the chief concourse at the openings of the gate in the city, and she speaks her word. Words. Point number two, wisdom cries or pleads or begs while sin entices or tempts. The one thing that we have to be excited about God is that God just does not offer us the word. He begs us to follow Him. If you see, wisdom is not and following God is something God wants you so bad that He has done so much for us. One, the biggest thing he's done is send his son, but God on a regular basis pleads, cries, begs us to follow him. You know, and he doesn't, and the reason why I love what God does is that he begs us to follow him out in the open. You know, I used an example this morning about my wife and our relationship. One of the things that that made my wife be attracted to me is that I courted her in open. I pleaded with her to take my hand in marriage out in the open. Didn't I, Kay? So wisdom is different than sin because wisdom cries or pleads while sin entices or tempts. Kids, we keep on going. How long, the Bible says, how long, you simple ones, would you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn, and this is what wisdom does. It says, turn, I beg you. Turn in my rebuke, meaning listen to what I'm saying to you. Surely I will pour out my spirit unto you, and I will make my words known to you. Here's another point. Wisdom pours out a pure spirit while sin waits to kill and destroy. When you look at wisdom, you're looking at wisdom pleads and it offers us a pure spirit, an opportunity to serve God in a very positive way. It says, all I ask you to do is to hear the things that I'm saying to you. Hear my rebuke. Don't turn away from the things that I present to you. I really want to pour out my spirit unto you. That's a wonderful thing. And the reason why I love it is that wisdom is not asking of anything for us but to accept the wise teaching, to accept the blessing. And that's the same thing, how God works. God doesn't ask much of us at all. All God asks us to do is to accept his grace and to follow him, to be receptive and to change after we receive his mercy. And that's the same way the wisdom says, I'm not asking much of you. I'm just asking that you listen or that you accept the pouring on of my spirit. Now, that's quite contradictory to what sin does. Sin waits, and sin is wanting to take away from man, while wisdom is wanting to input or pour in to your spirit. Okay? And it says, this is the part about wisdom that is different than sin. And I'll explain this, is that anybody ever play cards? Some of y'all are too Christian to play cards, but I play cards. All right, and it's okay. I play cards. And when you play, we play a game called spades. And if you play spades, you know that the highest book or the highest card in the deck is the joker. See, and when you play the joker, it doesn't matter what anybody else plays, you will win, right? So the thing about playing the joker and having a joker is that you have the ability to hold on to it. And everybody else and around the table is guessing about who has it. Now, the thing about the joke is that my father taught me this a long time ago. He said, now you realize the joker is just one book. But people, when you have a joker, you feel like you got a lot. Right? I'm just explaining. You feel like you got a lot. But why do I bring this out? Is that wisdom holds all the cards. And I'm going to explain this to you. Wisdom holds all the cards. And the thing about what wisdom does is that wisdom says, I beg you to a stern warning. It says, I won't beg for long. Right. I won't beg for long. See, and the Bible says, it says, surely I will pour my spirit unto you, because and I will make my words known to you. He says, but I have called, and you have refused. Mm-hmm. See, the thing about sin is that sin knows eventually it's going to lose. Wisdom is the total opposite. It knows eventually I will win. And then so it gives this warning. He says, I have stretched out my hand, and no one regarded, because you disdain my counsel and would have none of my rebuke. And then this is the part about wisdom, the power of when you hold the cards. Wisdom can do something to us that sin cannot. Wisdom says, if you don't follow me, I will laugh at your calamity. And see, that's rough. See, because God is a faithful and a just God. But God also told us that vengeance is mine. See, so God is going to extend his hand, but he ain't going to extend it forever. He says, the Bible says, wisdom says, I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. When your terror comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then you will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despise my every rebuke. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own ways and be filled to the full with their own fancies. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. The last thing that is different between wisdom is that and sin is that sin will die a regretful death, but wisdom will dwell in safety with free of fear. Let me repeat that. Sin will die a regretful death. Wisdom dwells in safety and is free of fear. There's a major difference between the two. I know for sure that I want to be on the side that will dwell in safety. Or what's going to happen next week in this situation or this situation, get close. Start working on your skill or start working on being more wise, and you will realize that there's freedom and wisdom. Amen. The world is designed to keep us fearful because the world is full of evil. But God encourages us to strengthen and grow our skill and to be more and more wise. And what wisdom, what comes with wisdom is a fearless attitude and a freedom that only God can give. What I'm asking you to do today, I'm asking you is to leave the fearful mindset. Get away from sin. Get away from those characteristics of sin. And come and dwell with wisdom that's out in the open. Come and dwell with the wisdom that cries and pleads and will pour in only good things to you. And then live your life fearless because you walk hand in hand with God. If you are subject to the invitation, you've heard the word of God, we ask you to believe on